Hey friend, this episode is a little bit more of a personal and business recap followed by the things that I'm focusing on for my hormones in 2023. So I just wanted to pop in and let you know that if you are new to the podcast or are not necessarily interested in so much of the personal side of things and my year recap, then hop to about the middle of the episode to be able to hear my 2023 hormone focus and my health focus. And I will actually put in the show notes exactly what minute that changes. But I just wanted to let you know that if you're here just for the focus of 2023, then you're going to start right in the middle of the podcast and I will see you there. Welcome to the Happily Hormonal podcast. Now, if you're a little iffy on whether or not the word hormonal is a good one, you're in the right place. My name is Leisha Drews, registered nurse and functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner turned holistic hormone coach. And after going through my own hormone journey and having my three babies, I actually believe that our hormones are one of the greatest gifts that we've been given as women. And that no matter what you've been told, it's possible for you to have thriving energy, good periods, and a stable mood all month long. And I am here to show you the way. I think it's time to change the narrative around words like hormones and hormonal and start to reclaim the power that we truly have as women, which is the power to change not only our own health, but the health of all of our family for generations to come. Hormone balance doesn't have to feel hard. It can actually feel simple and fun when we do it in a way that aligns with how our bodies were made. If you're ready to start trusting your body again and feeling really good in that beautiful body that you've been given, then grab yourself a yummy drink and maybe a snack and let's do this. Hello, hello. I am excited to do a little bit of a more personal episode than I normally do. So this one is not necessarily filled with all the hormone tips and tricks, but really is going to be more of a recap of how 2022 went for me, both in my business and personally, and what I'm focused on in 2023, specifically what I'm focused on to support my hormones. And some of these things are a little bit more out of the box than the things that I normally teach. So I want this episode to just be encouraging to you. It's not necessarily a checklist of things that you need to do, but I would love for you to listen and take away the things that are helpful and just kind of hear reflections of basically like how it's okay for things to be messy. That is probably the very biggest lesson that I have learned in this last year. And by learned, I mean I'm starting to learn it. So we'll just be really honest about that. But I'm really just excited to share the ways that God has worked in this last year and just really kind of like get more personal with you. And this is a very honest episode. I'm never going to come from a place of saying that I have arrived. There's lots that I've learned. I'm super thankful for that. And I'm so thankful that I have this ability to support other women and encourage them. And that is my heart in everything that I do. And I just love being able to do that. And pulling back the curtain, like, doesn't mean things are perfect over here. It doesn't mean that my hormones are, you know, in this perfect place because I do everything right all the time and because I eat the perfect food all the time or whatever. Like, there's really no perfect, but definitely making progress and there's so much to be thankful for. So I'm just going to dive in for a few minutes to the business and talk about Abundant Life Wellness and what has happened in the last year. And really just all of the new ways that I've been able to support not only my clients, but my students and the things that I've learned. So I'm going to go into that and then I'll go into all the personal stuff after that. So 2022 was definitely a year of growth. And it was also the first year that like the first full year that I've ever had three children. And so if you're listening to this and you're a mom like of three or more, I'm sure you know what I mean. I think that there was definitely a big transition to having three children. Like that was definitely a thing. But this third little baby of mine has been so much easier as a baby than my other son was. And so I feel like that first little while was kind of like a honeymoon period. And then recently in the last couple of months, as my now toddler has started to walk slash climb slash run, it's been a little bit of a lot over here. So that being said, everything that has happened this year is within that context of being a mom of three for the first time. And so a lot of grace has been extended to me from many people and learning to do that for myself as well. But one of the things that I started out the year with in 2022 was actually creating Nourish Your Hormones. And so that was a dream of mine for a long time to have a course that is so much more accessible and DIY and on your own time for the mamas who aren't necessarily looking for that in-depth one-on-one coaching or want to start with something else first and just really need that step-by-step to get them to the first steps that they want to make forward and really truly to get them to a place of hormone balance over time, even without the super hands-on personalized coaching. And so I was able to start creating that course in February, and it's been so much fun to see so many women come into the course and be able to support them there and really just see the big changes that have happened within that context and like within that learning platform. So that has been really, really fun and really encouraging. And I've loved just being able to pour into my students in a different way. And I'm excited to continue to add resources and modules. And I'm also adding some additional support and coaching within that course as well. So I'm super thankful and excited to have been able to add that to my offerings and my programs this year. And then I also took the Root Cause Protocol training this spring, actually while I was creating this course. And that is a really, really in-depth practitioner's program by Morley Robbins and really focuses on mineral balance and iron dysregulation. And I really tried to dive into the side of it that related to hormone balance and things like PCOS and endometriosis and heavy periods and all kinds of things that really in mainstream medicine, we're not getting a lot of answers for. And so to be honest, that was like a huge undertaking and probably more than I had bargained for, but I learned so much and a really good training program. And I feel like I have been able to support my clients in such a different way after taking that additional practitioner's program. So that was early in 2022 as well. And then the other really big thing this year was starting this podcast. So this podcast started in August 2022 and honestly has probably been my favorite thing that I've done this year in the work space and in the business space, because I have so enjoyed being able to create more in-depth content and I feel like really connect on a different level. And so thank you for every single one of you who are listening and sharing with your friends. Every time I hear someone tell me that they're learning from the podcast or that their periods have gotten better, their energy has gotten better just from listening, or even that you're sharing it with your friends or when you leave a review, seriously, like it just means so much to me. And I can't explain to you just how encouraging that is and how much I love being able to support you and connect on this platform. So that has been a highlight of my year as well. And then all of the clients and the students that I've been able to work with have been just such a blessing. And I love being able to pour into them and encourage them and just really change not only period symptoms and energy, but like truly change families and lives. And I'm not saying that from a place of saying that I'm doing it, but I'm just super thankful for the resources that I've been given and the trainings that I've been able to take and just letting God work through that. And then the women who are willing to show up and really take care of themselves and do the work to make changes, like it's all them absolutely working to heal themselves. And I just love being a part of it. So I actually am not the girl who like has all the numbers together, but I know that there's been more than 100 clients and students that I've worked with this year. And I am just so, so thankful for that. So that's kind of like the year-end wrap-up for this business. And moving into 2023, my goals are to continue to support my one-on-one clients on a deeper level. I've really expanded and added to my one-on-one program. And so I'm really excited about that. And I'm also going to be adding bonuses and modules and support to Nourish Your Hormones for the women who are already in there, as well as those of you who will come in this year. And I can't wait to welcome you and cheer you on if that is you and you are headed in the next couple of months. I also have some fun like mini courses and trainings and things like that that are going to be coming up in the next couple of months that are just standalone. And I'm excited to just introduce those to you when they come as well. And one of my values that I really like to have in my business is being able to keep things flowing and fun. And so I'm excited to do that too. Okay. So more on the personal side of things. I did mention already, this is the first year that I've had three kids. And three kids is the most fun that I've ever had with my kids. And I just am soaking up every minute. I think, again, like if you're a mom and you're listening, like every single baby that I have, I'm just like, oh, I have to soak up the baby just so much because it doesn't last. Like they're not a baby for very long. And so I've just really been able to be present, I think, in a different way, slash also things are crazy. So there's somehow a balance there. But having three kids has been a whole big life change. And so that in and of itself has been like a lot personally, in a good way, mostly, right? I've also really done some work over the last year with my mindset coach and through journaling and prayer and like multiple avenues. I felt like I've had so much support personally for really just being able to start to lean into my emotions. I have historically always been a person who has basically just stuffed them down at all times because they weren't convenient or I didn't have time or I didn't want to feel them. And so I'm an Enneagram 7, which means that I love to focus on the things that are fun and I don't like to focus on the things that are hard. And so that has been something that I've really been learning this year, is really being able to like lean into my emotions and feel them, and that I don't need to be scared of them or suppressing them. And that has done really a lot for my nervous system and for just the way that I am able to be present and show up. And so I've added mindset support in for my one-on-one clients because it has made such a difference for me. And again, like we're always all about creating safety in our body. And when we're holding on to emotions and we're holding on to trauma in our bodies, we're not going to be able to heal in the way that we want to heal. And so it's all a very much a step-by-step process. You don't do it all at once, but that has been part of my journey this year. And one of the parts of that is leaning into things being messy. And I've already mentioned that things being messy is not my favorite. I actually like things to be like in a pretty little package at all times. And so being able to give myself grace, because there is a lot that I'm doing and a lot that I'm handling. And it's really easy for me to hear people say that and dismiss it and say, that's fine, but like I can handle it. Also, it's a lot. And so being able to give myself the grace that sometimes things are going to be messy, and that I'm choosing it and that I'm choosing to do the things that I'm doing, has been really encouraging and has just been a mindset shift for me. And then honestly, the very hardest part of this year for me has been that we've had some health challenges for my sweet little guy. And I'm going to share about those more in detail in the future, because I always have the belief that the things that we're going through, especially health things for my family, are going to be something that I can use to help someone else. Like when we've kind of come out on the other side, we are not on the other side yet. And there's been a lot of progress, and I'm so, so thankful for the safety that he's been given. And it's just been a lot. Like it's been a lot for me. It's been a lot on my emotions and on my body and my stress. And so acknowledging that, I think, is really important. And just really, we've been so thankful for the support and the wisdom, and just again, like being able to trust the Lord in the messy and in the hard has been something that, again, I'm learning in a very, very imperfect way. And then part of this health journey and things that have come up for my son have led us to believe that we have mold at our house. And I've never really dug into the whole mold picture, but that is something that I am now learning about. We're about to do some testing at our house. And so again, like I just want to always be honest that things are not perfect over here. And with that being said, there's so much that I have Hey, quick interruption. I wanted to let you know that I have some super special bonuses for you when you join Nourish Your Hormones through the end of the week through Sunday, April 14th. You can not only save $100 off of the new full price of Nourish Your Hormones, but you get access to two small group coaching calls with me as a new Nourish Your Hormones student. These are going to be very intimate. You are going to be able to get coaching with me face to face on exactly where you are with your hormones and what your specific next steps are. And then the next month we'll reassess and troubleshoot. So you're getting two personalized coaching calls with me, and I included access to the new Restored mini pod course so that you can start listening and balancing your blood sugar and your hormones on the go. I have gone behind the scenes and spent the last couple of months making this course completely updated, completely brand new and ready for you and better than ever, and broken my
traditional Nourish Your Hormones method down into a simple six-step process that has symptom-specific protocols, two recipe guides, and you also get access to 6 months of monthly Q&A calls and a community for questions anytime. You are not doing this alone. You have the resources at your fingertips, and I cannot wait to see you inside. So you need to join before April 14th at the special link in the show notes to get all of these bonuses and $100 off, which means you are getting over $800 in value for less than $400.
Had as a baseline in my life that I can support my hormones and that I can keep my blood sugar balanced for the most part. I can support my sleep and my stress in so many different ways and keep it still simple enough to be able to keep up with in this busy life that I live. And so I just want to encourage you that if you're in a season of stress, it is still possible to support your body. And so what that's looked like for me this whole year, all the things I've mentioned, is overall, my energy has still been good. You know, if we have a baby keeping us up all night, there are going to be days that we're tired. That's normal. Like, it truly is. If you're not getting enough sleep, that you will be tired. But I have been so much less tired this postpartum period than I was even my last time around. And then with all of the stress that I've had, again, like, my energy has still been mostly good. And my periods, when my period came back this year, like, they've been great. So my hormones and my stress hormones are still able to maintain a sense of balance, even in the midst of the stress that we're under. And I always just want to encourage you that circumstances definitely do matter and they're not everything. So hopefully that all was encouraging. I know that's kind of like a big personal and business update. So I do want to go into some of the things that I'm focused on in 2023 to support my health and my hormones and really just creating more joy in my life and really making space for fun, because that is a huge value of mine. And it's really easy to let that go when you're busy, right? So some of the things that I'm focused on, this is not in a particular order, by the way, but I'm just going to kind of go through my list that I wrote down here. So one of the most important things that I'm wanting to do every day is get sunshine on my face, in my eyes. And for me, I actually have pretty bad vision, to be honest. I have always had glasses since I was like 10 years old. I've had contacts since I was 12. Like, I have a really strong prescription. And so when I go without contacts or glasses, like, I really cannot see well. And so that's been something that I've been interested in improving. And so when I'm going outside in the morning and the evening, as much as possible, I'm actually going outside without my glasses on or my contacts in and getting some direct sun exposure to my eyes, like not looking straight at the sun unless it's, you know, safely dipping down or just barely coming up where it's not too strong. But getting some of that direct sun exposure in my eyes without corrective lenses, even if it's 5 minutes in the morning and at night, is something that can help improve your vision. And there's some other things that I'm working on too, but especially when you're getting that sunrise and sunset, it helps really regulate your circadian rhythms. And so that's super, super important for your stress in general, and it's free. So that is something that I am going to continue to focus on and like just do a little bit better in this season, especially in the winter. It's hard for me to get outside in the winter. And so it gives me some incentive to be doing that. I also am focused on just getting some movement every single day. I have been exercising on and off for the last several years. And by on and off, I mean like probably a couple of days a week, pretty consistently, and sometimes more than that. I have really started to focus on strength training, specifically with my cycle. If you listen to the last episode with Courtney, I am using her program and I've been loving that. So that has been really encouraging and just uplifting for me. And now that I'm over a year out postpartum, I just felt like I was ready to do something that felt a little more structured and a little bit more challenging. And so that's been feeling really good. And when it doesn't feel good, I don't do it. But I've also just been thinking about like, how can I move my body after meals instead of sitting down to work or sitting down with my kids or something like that? Like, just moving around the house more, doing some jumping jacks, going out for a walk if possible, maybe like right after dinner. All of those things can really help stabilize blood sugar and improve your metabolism. And so I just want to continue to do that, even though I'm not having symptoms right now of blood sugar issues. That can be just really supportive, especially in your luteal phase, by the way. So if you're listening and want to improve insulin resistance in luteal phase, then walking is a really, really good one. I've also been doing some different types of body work. I've always done chiropractic for a long time, but I've recently started having some craniosacral fascial therapy done. And this is work on the fascia, and it helps release stored stress and trauma. Like I mentioned, we've had some extremely stressful situations with my son this year. And so I am working to actively release those because I tend to have more tightness in my jaw and my neck. And those are things that I'm working through with some of this therapy. And then I'm going to be looking into some myofunctional therapy as well, which I also have an episode coming up on. And then also some pelvic floor work. And while I mean, TMI, but TMI doesn't exist in my world. So I really don't have any pelvic floor issues necessarily. But when you have jaw tightness, it can be linked to pelvic floor dysfunction. So jaw tightness is generally linked to like tighter pelvic floor. And so being able to do some specific pelvic floor work is really helpful in supporting your stress and supporting just like overall tension in your jaw and your shoulders and things like that. And of course, like I've also had three babies and I don't plan to have pelvic floor issues in 10 years or 20 years. And so it's always important to kind of like keep that up. I've also been really a little bit more intentional about my blue light boundaries. And so what that looks like for me is right now I'm turning off my phone no later than 8 p.m. and really not turning it back on until 8 a.m. or after if I can help it. Because as you know, it is really, really easy to be distracted when you have kids. And so those hours when my kids are sleeping, it really is so nice to be able to make space for being able to wind down for bed or spend time with my husband or spend some time stretching or any of those things that really fill my cup and create that space for rest and for stress relief. And so as much as possible, keeping myself off of my phone and keeping blue light out of my eyes not only helps with stress levels and just, you know, the overwhelm of like all the stimulation, but it also really helps with your sleep as well. And so I also have some boundaries with my phone during the day because I do really value being present with my kids, but specifically the night is what I am working on right now just to help support my hormones. And then the last thing that I'm going to mention is really focusing more on more being and less doing. I'm a big doer. I like to accomplish. I like to stay busy. I like all of the things related to that. And with that being said, I also, in this busy season, have been craving more rest and more being. And it's a huge value of mine, like I've mentioned already, to be present with my kids and present with my family and just really present where I am and to have more fun. And so my family has kind of created a little bit of some new routines and trying to be a little bit more consistent with that, which doesn't seem like it would relate directly to having fun, but actually when we're able to stay a little bit more consistent, since we do have a pretty flexible schedule with homeschooling and me having my own business. And then my husband works actually at the hospital, but he has a flexible schedule where he makes his own schedule too. And so with that being said, it's really easy for that to not be consistent. And so creating some more consistency has allowed us to create time for more fun and to do things as a family. Like just in the last month, we've gone ice skating and rock climbing and just gone on some walks and hikes around nature trails and things like that. And so again, like everything like that can be simple. It can be as simple as going out back and jumping on the trampoline with your kids or going and like running around with them in the sunshine or taking some time to just be with them versus check off your to-do list. And those are the things that I'm focused on right now, as well as planning, you know, bigger adventures, like some trips for our family and some things like that, because those things really fill up my cup and they're really fun for me to plan and enjoy. And so those are things that I'm focused on in this next year, is just creating a little bit more space for that. And again, like none of these things are resolutions. I don't really have numbers on them. I have just found that in the past, those things don't last as long. But just knowing what my why is and really just truly focusing on creating some additional space for rest and additional space for joy and peace in my life, and not I'm just constantly like pushing myself to the max capacity that I have, is my goal for 2023. So I don't have a word of the year. I don't have a diet plan that I'm going on. That is one thing that I actually just want to wrap this episode up with, is I know that it's so common in January for us to be like, okay, I've got to clean up my diet. I've got to get sugar out. I've got to whatever. And with that being said, like it feels so good to me to come into this year, and I think last year too, where I wasn't trying to clean anything up because my consistent baseline is so stable at a place where I'm nourishing my body. My cravings are not there. I'm not struggling with binge eating or wanting to eat out, you know, junk food on the way home because I'm not nourished. Like, it really, really makes a difference in having the peace and the capacity for these other things that are so important to me, because I'm not having to like revamp my whole diet and exercise routine because I think that I'm not taking care of myself in the way that I should, or because I've binged over the holidays or whatever. Like, it really just truly makes a difference to be consistent with nourishment on a regular basis, and honestly takes a really, really big weight off. So if that's something that you are still struggling with and could use support, I would love for you to reach out to me. I have many resources and I would love to see you be encouraged in that in 2023. And if you want to share with me, I would love to hear from you on Instagram or by email. All of the links are in the show notes today. Just send me a reply and let me know what you're focused on in 2023 and what takeaways you had from this episode or what was encouraging. And also, I'm planning my podcast for the next several months. And so if there's something you'd like for me to talk about, I would love to hear from you, and I'd love to answer a question from you, or even just have a topic idea of something that you feel like you need some extra support on with hormones. I'm here for you and I would love to talk about it. Any information shared on this podcast is solely for educational purposes, is not to be taken as medical advice or to be used as a diagnosis or a treatment plan for any medical condition. I'm sharing my educated opinions and experience, but nothing shared here can be taken on a one-size-fits-all basis. We always recommend that you do your own research, talk to your own doctors, and take full informed responsibility for any health and medical choices that you make. Thank you so much for spending your time with me today, for listening, and I hope that you were encouraged and learned something new. If you enjoyed this podcast, would you be willing to share it with a friend and to leave us a review? I believe that every woman deserves to understand her body and feel great in it, and you can help me in this mission by sharing the podcast. If you're also feeling like you're ready for the next step and you're really ready to dive in your hormone journey, my course, Nourish Your Hormones, is created specifically for you. It's a step-by-step blueprint to increase your metabolism, restore energy, and have better periods and mood every single month. I would love to connect with you, so come over and join me on my Instagram page at Leisha Drews and send me a message if you have questions or just want to tell me something that you enjoyed about this episode. I can't wait to meet you.